It's a big deal to be Miss Survivor, but it's an even bigger deal on Amazon.com. Find the best prices on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's the MISC Survivor 2014 Top 3 Results Show. And now, here's the guy who's counting down the hits like Ryan Seacrest, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Oh, what an exciting two nights we have in store for you here live. We are going to be talking about the top 20 MISC Survivor field, and we're going to count down all the way down to number the top three, and then tomorrow night, same bat channel, same bat time, we're going to count down the top 20 all the way down to top three for the Mr. Survivor field. I am Rob Cesternino here with a panel of experts here with me to my right. Here she is, the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Cesternino. Nicole, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Yes.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here as well. And here with us, the man who has figured it all out, the tabulator, Kurt Clark. Tabulator, are you there?
I am here.
Yes, tabulator. I was going to go with Casey Kasem in that opening, but I feel like Casey Kasem was a dated reference when I said it on Survivor the Amazon.
Yeah, you know what? I think Ryan Seacrest just might not also work well either.
It might not work out? Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, so Nicole, we are very excited to be here live for the Miss Survivor Finals. We've moved the entire operation downstairs in the house, out of the office, into the living room. Mm-hmm. You've put the baby to bed at 7 o'clock. How is that working so far?
Well, if you can tell by the monitor, it's alarming.
Alarming. Okay. So at some point, Nicole may need to be summoned otherwise that she's watching the live feeds right now. And at some point, she may need to go check in on the young Dominic and see how he's doing at some point in the show. But basically, if you can hear him on this podcast,
he's
that probably means
Nicole about Miss Survivor.
Nicole needs to go and check in and see how his votes are.
Yes.
All right. So we have so much to do here tonight. First off, we are live here on robhasawebsite.com. We got hundreds of people watching us live. We are going to be taking some tweets from you guys during the show. Use the hashtag RHAP on Twitter. And of course, you can post your comments directly on the YouTube video if you're watching this live. So we're going to be, it's a completely interactive show that we're going to be doing here tonight. And we're very excited about all aspects of this. So here's how this is going to work.
Yes.
Let me tell you a little bit about our process here before we jump into this. So first things first, we did our big Miss Survivor poll. Mm-hmm. Okay. My poll was up for Miss Survivor for a week.
It always is.
It was a week. My poll was up for a week straight for Miss Survivor, Nicole.
It's a record.
Yes. And so we tabulated all of those results. Kurt, how many ballots came in for the first round of voting for Miss Survivor?
8,528.
Wow. That's a lot of votes.
Just to put that in perspective, Kurt, how many votes came in for the first round of voting in Miss Survivor 2013?
You know, I should have been ready for you to ask me that, and luckily, it looks like that was about, 3,907.
Okay.
Wow.
So more than double.
More than double.
Closing in on triple. I don't have a calculator in front of me. I only have a tabulator.
You don't do good with math.
Yeah.
Actually, we had 8,017 votes in the final round last year.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So huge, huge numbers for Miss Survivor. Everybody, it's the biggest year yet for Miss Survivor. I have a bunch of stuff here for show and tell. I don't have the Miss Survivor sash. Nicole made me bring it upstairs the other day. And so I don't have
I'm going to put it in the office.
Yeah. So unfortunately, then the office came down here, but I left the Miss Survivor stuff.
It's a sash.
Still, yes.
And it says Miss Survivor.
It's Miss Survivor 2014 sash. But I have a couple other things that I want to show you guys. First, we have the prize has come in for Mr. Survivor. Of course, we're going to be counting down Mr. Survivor tomorrow night. Okay.
Yes.
But we have this is a very impressive prize. Let me show you guys what we have here for Mr. Survivor. If you're watching us here on YouTube. Okay. All right. Here we go. This is the Mr. Survivor Championship belt that we had a custom made with, you see, it has the Mr. Survivor logo. Let me
Let me hold this for a little bit, see what this would be
I
like.
I don't know if you're going to be able to get this out of Rob's hands. He's in love with this thing.
I do love the Mr. Survivor yes. belt. It is it would be a very fetching accessory for any Mr. Survivor.
Yes.
Absolutely. So that is what is up for grabs for the Mr. Survivor competition. Kurt, what do you think?
I think anybody would be happy to have that as a something in their home. So
sure. It goes with it. It has a nice carrying case, has a nice sack for you to put it in.
Every Mr. Survivor needs a nice sack.
Yeah, Mr. Survivor comes with a nice sack.
Yeah.
So you can put your sack, do whatever you want with your sack, and you got your belt. And there you go. You got your Mr. Survivor competition. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very exciting. That's going to be very cutthroat.
Everybody wants this.
Yes. So that's going to be starting tomorrow. And of course, this is going to be the one and only Mr. Survivor belt. We're going to pass this along like the Stanley Cup.
So do you think that they're really going to give it up afterwards?
Yes, they have to. That they can only accept it.
Do you have a contract for them to sign?
They have to. Yes, they have to be able to say they're going to give it up to the next Mr. Survivor. Okay, so that's one thing for show and tell here. This is also let me show you this real quick. This was sent to me by Megan, and I'm gonna go with Megan Z because I can't pronounce
Megan
her last
Z.
name.
Yes.
She sent this to me. I have a new bell, and it's inscribed. Rob has a podcast. I don't know if you can
that was nice.
If you can make that out. But thank you very much to Megan Z for that.
Very nice.
And then one of the things we didn't get to on the roast, mm-hmm. We had the big Survivor roast last weekend.
That went really well.
It was a lot of fun for me. We had some videos. We had a video from Steven Fishback, we had a video from Matt Hoffman, and we had a video from Lex Vandenberg.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And part of the video from Lex, which we didn't get to show on that, was this framed picture that came.
Ooh,
that
la,
came.
La.
This is like Kelly and Michael, Nicole.
Yeah.
This picture says that Chief Strategy Officer of the Third Place Losers Club.
Aww, it's
says,
a good club
outwit,
to be in.
Outplay, outlast, almost. So that was kind of a cool thing. And I'm in the middle. And then Lex is on it.
Here, so are you the president of the club?
I am the Chief Strategy Officer.
Oh, I see the CSO.
Chief Strategy Officer. Yeah. The other people on this are, it's Lex. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have Johnny Fairplay. That's good. And then I got Ian, I got Rafe on here, Terry, Suri, Good Company, Aaron Lobdell, Rudy. Also have Jan is on the list. I didn't know Jan is in the club. And Scout.
Uh-huh.
Scout also very strategic. And Keith from Survivor Australia. So thank you very much to Lex and Molly Shock. Thank you guys very much.
Very nice. It's very well done. Very well made.
Yes. And if you want to check out the video from Lex, the videos that people made for me, they're part of the roast video, which you can buy for purchase. It's $4.99 if you want to watch the whole video, and it has the videos from Lex and Stephen Fishback and Matt Hoff.
Well worth it, $4.99.
All right, so let's jump into this here. If you're watching the video here live and you like seeing nonsense like this, give us a thumbs up on YouTube, because This was a lot of work going into this Miss Survivor competition.
It always is.
So that's the least you could do is give us a thumbs up on this YouTube video, because this is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and of course, you subscribe to our YouTube channel for more nonsense like this in the future. And of course, tomorrow night is Mr. Survivor. So Kurt,
yes.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what we have in store here for the lower echelon of Miss Survivor. Okay.
Yes.
Let me set this up, and then and then we'll throw it to you.
Okay.
So I got a tweet a couple of weeks ago. It was on a Saturday night, and I wish I remember who sent it to me. But basically, they said, "Are you going to tell everybody who the bottom people are for Miss Survivor? Because don't you think that's pretty cruel?" And well, last year we did that. We did. We counted down from 18. Who was 18 last year, Kurt?
Somebody who didn't get a lot of votes. Somebody who was pre-merged.
Okay. Somebody who was pre-merged. I don't remember exactly who it was, and it's probably for the best that... There we go. Okay, so as Nicole excuses herself. So it's probably for the best that we don't recall who it was. But I got to thinking that, you know, I don't know if we need... Especially also, we like to keep this show moving, which we're not doing a great job of so far tonight. So... what we're going to do is we're going to skip the bottom five, okay? We're going to tell you who they are, but we are going to reveal the bottom five in whatever order the tabulator sees fit. How does that sound?
Hey, I've done it, so I'm all for it.
You're all for it. Now,
and for the record, Roxy Morris.
Yes, Roxy Morris was number 18.
Yes.
Yeah. And but you know, part of me was saying that, hey, look, these people didn't campaign. We need to be shaming them to like let future people say, hey, I better compete on Miss Survivor because I don't want to come in last. And I don't want Rob and the tabulator mocking me when it comes to the Miss Survivor results countdown.
Yeah, and we definitely didn't see as much campaigning this year as I think we saw last year. So that's a potential way to go.
Yeah. So we'll see. But anyway, so we're gonna get the top five from Kurt. But you know, the game within the game, the meta game here is now, what order did Kurt put the bottom five into? Did he do it? Did he do it reverse order? Did he do alphabetical order? So that's gonna be the game within the game.
You're pulling a King of the Nerds reference already?
Yeah,
the meta game.
It's definitely going to be a meta game, so that's going to be very fun. So, Kurt, how do you want to set this up? The bottom five. Do you have any stats to give us on the five names that we are about to hear?
I'd say that each of these people got less than 4% of the ballots cast in their direction.
Okay, each of them did, or total?
No, each of them.
Okay.
And I'll even give you the range. These range from, in case anybody wants to play a Price is Right game of who got which score, the votes range from 110 on the low end to 273 on the high end. So a range of...
The lowest one was how much?
110.
110. Okay. That's still okay. I mean, that's like 110 votes is nothing to sneeze at.
Correct. I mean, that's a lot of people to rally behind someone who might not have gotten a lot of screen time. So there's still a nice nod there at the very least.
Okay. And the highest was how many, Kurt?
The highest was 273.
Okay. So not a big margin between 15 or between 20 and 16.
Correct.
Okay. All right, Kurt. What do you say? Are you ready? Oh, this is so exciting. So let's get the names, and then let's just quickly we'll dot through them before we pick the countdown up at 15.
Do you want me to just list all five with a slight pause in between each one?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Oh man, I'm on pins and needles, Kurt.
So am I, and I have the list in front of me. Okay, then I'll just get right to it. So the 20th through 16th placers. In some particular order, are from Survivor Karamoan, Francesca.
Oh.
From Survivor Karamoan, Sherry Beethman.
Oh, a top three finalist off the board already.
From Blood versus Water, Marissa Peterson.
Oh.
From Blood versus Water, Laura Bonham.
Oh.
And from Survivor Karamoan, Julia Landauer.
Oh, no. Okay. One last thing I forgot to set up also in the intro. Scott St. Pierre has a scoreboard that we're going to be following throughout the night. Okay. Here is the scoreboard with all 20 of our Miss Survivor finalists, much like the memory wall in Big Brother. The next time you see this scoreboard, we are going to have the five names. Oh, there you go. And they're X'd out. Oh, no. So the first five are off the board. Once again, in no particular order, we say farewell to Laura Bonham, Francesca, Marissa, Julia Landauer, Sherry Beethman. Kurt, what's the headline here?
You know what? You've got a first out, last out situation with Francesca and Sherry. I think that's really interesting. Also to note, I believe that Sabrina from One World last year, she was also towards the bottom of the list. So I think it's interesting that 2 years in a row, one of the finalists, the person who received no votes at the final tribal council, ended up getting, you know, placed in the bottom five.
Yeah. So is that the story here? Is Sherry the story of the headline, or the person goes all the way to the final three and comes in bottom five here in Miss Survivor?
I think it is. I'm a little bit surprised that and there may be people out there who disagree with me. I'm a little surprised that Laura placed as low as she did, only because
Laura B.
Laura B. only because I thought she was a bit of an interesting character and survived a little bit longer than we would have expected her to. But again, I don't think anybody expected to see her necessarily in the top 10. But I think the big story here is Sherry potentially not as placing as high as she should have.
Yeah, and Sherry is a very attractive woman also.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. This is a case where I feel like a little campaigning might have gone a long way.
Yes, and you'll see later on, I think there's some definite cases of campaigning helping.
Okay, well, we'll see about that. Kurt, now we have to be very careful here with the Lauras. This is one of the interesting subplots that we're going to follow tonight. It's a battle that we've got. We have our Laura B, we have our Laura M, and we have our Laura A. We have three Lauras here in the top 20.
That's true. I forgot that there was three Lauras across the board.
Also, if you want to get your comments into the show, that Scott St. Pierre, he has the scoreboard up. Maybe the best way to do is just to tweet me directly. I have my Twitter open here, at Rob Sesternino. I also have the chat room open, so I'll be trying to follow along with what you guys are saying as we go along here. And we also have the ability to highlight any of the particular people from, so if we want to talk about Sherry for a bit, we could bring Sherry up on the screen as we talk about her in the top three. But we kind of talked about Sherry, right?
Yep.
Anything left to say about Sherry? Anybody else from the bottom five that you feel like it's interesting to put a spotlight on here in the Miss Survivor finals?
Not without starting to get a little bit more specific into where in the bottom five they placed. I mean, so I have to kind of like bite my tongue on that one. You know, Francesca is a personal favorite of mine. I would have liked to have seen her place a bit higher, but at the same time, not sure if Miss Survivor is the race that I would want her necessarily to win.
Okay, well, what is the race that you would want her to win, Kurt?
I think, you know, best sport. I mean, she came back. She's went out first twice.
Are we doing a best sport?
A miscongeniality sort of.
All right, you know? That's fine.
Best matchmaker. I know she's into the whole setting up people. That's what kind of a business that she's gotten into herself. So, well, okay. Yeah, we would have liked to see her place a little bit higher, but otherwise, I think this is no huge surprises in this bottom five.
Okay. Well, this is the top 15 is intact now, Kurt.
Yes.
Are you ready to give us number 15 in the countdown? Now, this is very exciting.
I think I am.
Okay. All right, here we go. Tabulator, take it away. Number 15 in the countdown.
Number 15, a bit of a surprise for me. I think it comes from a lack of campaigning. It's from Survivor Karamoan, the other finalist, Dawn Meehan.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Dawn. Down goes Dawn. Oh, no.
Dawn is off the board with... are we giving vote percentages and specifics here?
Sure. I think that's... Until we get to the top three, I think we should do that.
She got 4% of the vote of ballots cast with 337 votes.
337 votes for... Yep. Dawn, this would have been a nice feather in Dawn's cap to be Miss Survivor. I know she had a tough run on Survivor Karamoan. She got it from the Twitter mob on the finale weekend. But, you know, I felt like she was... this would have been good for her spirits.
Yeah, I think she was a solid player. She made decisions that she felt she needed to make to get to the end. And yeah, I literally think this is maybe a lack of awareness. I'm not sure if she knew what was going on. I didn't see her tweeting a lot about it. I didn't see the campaigning going on. I think she could have placed higher. She could have potentially, I think, dare I say, been top 10 had she wanted it.
Yeah, Dawn is very good with the fans on Twitter. Now, of course, she did quit Twitter around the finale, but then she came back, and then she came back from Redemption Island, Twitter Redemption Island.
Yep.
And so I feel like, yeah, with a little campaigning, she might have gone further. But apparently, Dawn knows about Miss Survivor. She is a RHAP listener. She knows it exists. But, you know, I think that maybe it was she might have been intimidated by some of the other competitors that are still out there in the field.
Right. I think we saw a little bit of this last year as well with Denise. I think Denise would have been a solid contender, not just for the top three, but I think she even said, came out and publicly stated that she was going to leave this to the younger crowd and didn't really necessarily feel like this was her. She already proved herself. So I think, Dawn might even kind of fall in the same boat. Not necessarily something that she wants to dip her feet into.
Yeah, the Miss Survivor field can be intimidating. Dawn's Nerdy Bread on Twitter says, "I'm turning this off. #DawnFan101." So the Dawn fans are not happy tonight.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint, but if you just didn't come out in droves like we maybe wanted them to.
Yes. Oh no. Okay. So, all right. So we will move on here with a heavy heart,
And
Kurt.
Dawn is off the board, thanks to
Dawn
Scotty
is
Pierre.
off the board. Okay. That is so Dawn places at number 15. Okay,
Yes.
Kurt, take us away. Take it away. Who is at number 14 on the Miss Survivor charts?
And number 14, we jump from 337 votes to 541. So this is like the first bit of a plateau that we leap. And we're getting rid of another Laura.
Oh no.
Yes. Laura Alexander from Karamoan.
Oh, this bums me out. I thought that Laura Alexander was going to make a rally in the Miss Survivor competition. Laura Alexander has, for somebody who was like what was she, the fourth person off Survivor Karamoan, she has a lot of supporters.
She does. I think that the people that she outlasted on the show, I think that kind of painted an interesting story for her. She fought tooth and nail to stay in. She wasn't necessarily one of the stronger physical players, but she still made a case for herself to stick around. So I would have liked to have seen Laura go a little bit higher. I know that I saw some campaigning going on, but apparently it was kind of an uphill battle.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen Laura Alexander go further in this competition. I'm very bummed out about this because she has a lot of support on the internet. The internet people love Laura Alexander, and people feel like that she is underrated in all the categories, Kurt.
And I'm waiting to see if we get any tweets about Laura Gate in terms of people having accidentally voted for the wrong Laura. And we'll see if we get any rumblings of that on the Twitter sphere.
Were there any hanging chads where people accidentally voted for the wrong Laura?
I went through and I looked through all the votes and I saw no hanging chads.
No way.
No, no digital chads
Okay.
as part of this.
So very early on that we know that the queen of the Lauras will be Laura M, and it's a matter of will she make it all the way up to the top three? And if so, how many Marettes could we have in the top three?
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very sad to see Laura. I want to get Laura Alexander on a podcast at some point. Even if it's just to do the voicemail this season. I would love to get Laura Alexander on a podcast. And she's also she's out here in LA now.
Oh, there you go then. I think that's, hook that up.
Yeah, either she's going to graduate school or her husband is going to graduate school. So she is local now.
Great. Yeah, I think she'd make a great guest to have.
I think so too. Okay. And she was actually one of the people who were actually the fans on Survivor Fans versus Favorites too.
Right, as opposed to the recruits versus favorites.
Recruits. All right, so let's take a look at what the board looks like now that Laura Alexander is off the board. And basically, in this big guess who game we have going on here, Kurt, the whole bottom row is starting to get taken out. So we are down to just only 13 contenders here, vying for only three slots here as we play musical chairs with Miss Survivor.
And in case anybody is wondering, that is not top row is Caramone and bottom row blood versus water. It is alphabetical by first name, so don't have the blood versus water fans start to panic that they see a bunch of red X's in the bottom row.
Yeah, well, how come all the Lauras aren't next to each other?
Oh, well, maybe I misspoke them. I thought they were all in alphabetical order by first name.
Yeah, we don't
Oh,
know. It's whatever
well.
order Scott St. Pierre sees fit, okay?
In no particular order.
In no particular order. Okay, so we are picking up steam as we're going along. Since we've started, Kurt, we've added about another 200 viewers. I mean, more and more people are tuning in as we get closer to the finals as we move along here, as we're trucking along here on the live Miss Survivor Top 3 Results Show.
Like that's great. I feel like I should have put pants on for this.
Yeah. Ian Terry just tweeted, it's only fitting that Laura A came in 14th place since she was the ultimate QT 3.14 of her season.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. I think that Scott St. Pierre is telling us the order. They are in alphabetical order, but he alternated from one season to the other. So it is in alphabetical order in every other season order.
So it's kind of a riffle shuffle of the seasons then.
Sure. Sure. All right. So, Kurt, that was Laura Alexander at number 14 in the countdown. Are you ready to give us number 13 in the countdown?
Am I? Yes.
Okay. That's, here we go. So let's reset the board here. Okay. Number 13. Who is it, Tabulator?
Number 13. So far, we've got 5 Karamoan people down and 2 Blood versus Water people down.
Yes.
We're adding another Karamoner to the list.
Whoa.
And that Karamoner is Ali Povitz.
Oh, that stinks. Ali Povitz. There was a little bit of campaigning going on with the pre-jury people from Survivor Karamoan. That was from all the people that weren't allowed to sit on the stage at the reunion. They did make a push here together, but I think that there was, if I was going to critique the campaigning, Kurt, I would say that it wasn't organized enough. They all supported each other too much, and it wasn't enough vote for me. It was vote for, here's a list of people to vote for.
Correct. And, you know, I think this is a shame. I know Allie is a friend of the show. She came out to Reality Game Masters when that was filmed last year. I think that I was surprised that given the amount of campaigning I saw from her that she did not place a little bit higher. But unfortunately, she is number 13.
By the way, the pre-jury people on the Survivor Karamoan are all extremely stunning. That we have really that maybe this might be the most attractive group of women pre-jury of all time, Survivor Karamoan.
And we had Eddie Fox to help us organize all the pretty people together into one alliance.
Yes, that would be
he did perfect. The work. He did the work for us.
Yeah. So very, very saddened to see Allie coming in at number 13 here on Miss Survivor. She would have been good. I think that there was something there more than we got to see on the show.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So Ali Povitz is your number 13 person from Miss Survivor 2014. She comes in 13th place. Okay. Let's update the big board here. Let's just take a look through it. For those of you guys who are listening to this and can't follow along, if you want, you can always check out the video on the YouTube channel and the board updates at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Okay, so here is our final 12 contenders for Miss Survivor. We have Candace. We have Andrea. We have Sierra. We have Brenda. We have Kat. We have Corinne. We have Katie. We have Laura M. We have Hope. We have Monica. We have Rachel. And we have Tina. So, Kurt, we're down to the nitty-gritty, down to only 12 here for Miss Survivor.
Yeah, and I think it's time for us, unfortunately, to pick off another Blood versus Water person.
Let's get back into position. Let's bring up the tabulator. Okay.
Oh.
Kurt, give us number 12. Or I'm sorry, who? Yeah, who is number 12?
Number 12. I know we haven't read the votes for the last couple. Number 12 received 8.5% of the ballots cast, 723 votes. We have a third-time player in Tina Wesson.
Okay, Tina. Well, you know what? This was a strong showing for Tina here. And for whatever reason, my Tina graphic is not showing up on things. So you'll have to just take our word for it. So Tina is out here at number 12. Strong showing for Tina, who I believe is the oldest person still on the board, correct?
Looking at the rest of, yes, definitely.
Yes, I would think so. I guess I believe she's older than Laura Moret and Monica. So strong showing for Tina.
Right, and this is around where I would have expected to see Dawn place. So this was, I think, this is about right, but it's also a good showing for almost no campaigning that I saw.
Yeah. No campaigning from Tina. And it was a great showing for her on Survivor 27. I was very glad to see her back. And a really great job to come in where she did for Miss Survivor at number 12.
Agreed.
All right, let's move on to number 11, Kurt. Who you got at number 11?
So rounding up the top half of the bottom half of our 20-person
yes.
countdown, top of the bottom, little. Speaking of being a little bit top-heavy, we have Kat Edorson.
No, I'm upset.
Kat Edorson.
Hold on, that's wrong cat. Okay, Kat is out.
Yes,
Kurt,
yes.
What the hell happened?
I didn't see a lot. I didn't keep an eye on the campaigning as much as I wanted to. I didn't see a lot of Kat painting from Kat. 794 votes, just edging out Tina. I'm surprised that this placed where it did, and I think if we had potentially done a combined vote for Mr. and Ms. Survivor, we might have seen a pairing up between voters for Hayden and voters for her. So I'm very, very, I'm surprised that Kat did not make the top 10.
Yeah, I'm really surprised too, because Kat was campaigning to be Miss Survivor 2013. And so she campaigned last year. I felt like this year she had a great shot. All she needed to do, she had the whole thing with her and Hayden. She could have built a campaign around top heavy. And I felt like she had a real shot to get to the top three. And I'll tell you this, Kurt, on my own ballot, I'm not going to tell you the whole ballot, I had a slot for Kat. I voted for Kat in my top three, Kurt.
I think she deserves a place there. I believe that quickly taking a look at last year, she was like, you know, sixth or seventh place. I was surprised that there wasn't as much of a push that I saw, at least from Miss Ederson.
Yeah, this was a terrible job by Kat. For the record, nobody wants to date people who don't make the top 10 on Miss Survivor. Did you know that, Kurt?
I was hesitating to point that out myself, Rob.
Yeah. No, that's not true. That's not true. But in all seriousness, now this was a really bad job by Kat, because I feel like with just a little bit of elbow grease, with a little bit of oomph, that she could have easily found her way into the top five. Easily.
I agree.
So I don't know what she was thinking.
Maybe she had something going on. I don't know.
She had something going on bigger than Miss Survivor?
Perish the thought, but perhaps.
No, impossible. All right, let's take a look now. Kurt, we are down to the top 10 here on Miss Survivor. An interesting top 10 here. Candace, Andrea, Sierra, Brenda, Corinne, Katie, Laura M., Hope, Monica, and Rachel. So a couple people who did not make it far into the game, at least on their most recent outings, are still in the mix here in Rachel, in Hope, and then in Candace, who does have a previous history on the show of being on two times before. And then everybody else went on to go pretty far into their games. And then Corinne was sort of in the middle.
Right.
But a favorite of the RHAP fans.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think this is showing what some campaigning will get you, I believe. A couple of these people.
Okay. All right. So, yes. Hold on. That Taylor Cotter is telling me, give Kat Ederson a break. She's in school. No break. You get no break. You could compete in Miss Survivor and go to school. Lots of people have done it before, right, Kurt?
Is this going to be the Abby Maria referendum all over again, where it's like giving Kat another write-in chance at the finals?
Should Kat be a write-in candidate? I don't know. I cannot believe Kat did not know about the Miss Survivor competition.
She retweeted a tweet that I sent her about it, but I didn't necessarily see any heavy campaigning. Maybe she's just over it.
She could be over it. That's possible. But
that would be a shame for the Kat fans out there. Met her a couple times. Great girl. Would have loved to have seen her in the top 10.
Love Kat. That's why I'm so mad. I'm so mad that she didn't apply herself.
Yep.
I'm disappointed in her. Okay. All right. Let's go back. Okay, Kurt. Now, here we go. Now we're getting down to the top 10 people here for Miss Survivor 2014. Okay, yeah. this is big. This is big, Kurt.
It's getting serious now.
Getting serious. Okay. Give us number 10 in the Miss Survivor 2014 competition.
Okay, number 10, only 21 votes ahead of Kat. So, again, I think this is close. A little, yes, from Survivor Kara Moen. Showing a little bit, I believe, what some nice campaigning will get you. Hope Driscoll, number 10.
All right. Hope floats all the way up to number 10 in the countdown. There she is. Hope. Hope Driscoll.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
There she goes. A little bit of campaigning from Hope, right?
Yeah. I saw several tweets from her. She was, you know, good natured about it. She put a little bit of effort into it. And I think in the early days of the polling, she was actually, her and Laura Alexander and Ali Povitz were all kind of floating around the same cluster consecutively. And then this, a little bit of push of campaigning, got Hope in the top 10.
Well, very good. Hope is a very attractive woman.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
Yes. I think that Hope, I forget, did she make the Brains, Beauty, and Brawn that I did with Gordon Holmes? Was she on that? Did I put her on that season?
I believe that she was mentioned. I don't believe that she made the final cut, though.
Yeah, well, she should. She should. Yeah. If we didn't, we were wrong when we did that.
I think that was to separate her and Eddie from the on the beauty trap.
Yeah, she should be in the top 10. All right, well, that was a great job by Hope to go from only from, what was she, the second person out, third person out?
I believe that she was the, I think she was the second person, but I'm going to have people correct me if I'm wrong, so I'll say second.
Yeah, I think Allie went out before her. I think it was Francesca, and then it was Allie, and then it was Hope.
We'll go with that.
Yes, I believe that was the case. Not as far as the best, I believe, to ever go further in Miss Survivor without going that far on the island. Angie Layton last season went all the way from third person out to number 5 in Miss Survivor 2013.
Correct. And when I saw Hope's performance in the final tally here, it brought to mind to me, we have another Angie Layton potentially, but she stopped short of edging all the way up to where Angie did. So Angie was on the beauty trap.
Yes, she definitely was. She definitely was. People in the chat room are very upset about this Hope Driscoll being out.
Got nothing for you.
got nothing for you. I'm sorry. All right, so let's update the big board here now as we're down to single digits, down to 9. Kurt, what's the breakdown here of Kara Moen versus Blood versus Water?
We have, a quick glance tells me, 3 Kara Moen people left. And 6 Blood versus Water left.
But is that the recency bias, or do you think that that it was a more deserving season, Blood versus Water?
I think it's a little bit of the recency bias. I also feel that several of the contenders that we were talking about from Kara Moen also went out pre-merge, and had, for instance, we're talking about the Laura Alexanders, the Allies, the Hopes. Even the Julias, if they had stayed in a little bit longer, then I think we would have potentially seen, from a Miss Survivor perspective, more of the Kara Moen crew in the top 10.
Okay. We're down to just single digits here on Miss Survivor 2014. This is getting very, what an exciting night already so far, Kurt.
This is going splendidly.
Going splendidly. Yes, absolutely. All right. So, Kurt,
yes.
Give us number 9. Number 9, who is the number 9 finisher for Miss Survivor 2014?
31 points ahead of Hope. Like, we have someone
from... When you say 31 points, 31 votes?
Votes. 31 votes, yes, sorry. Someone who, I think, a great sport, a great energy. It's Foxy Cleopatra herself, Monica Culpepper.
Monica Culpepper. There she is. Okay. Haven't you ever just met a nice person, Kurt?
I have, and apparently that'll get you up to 9th place.
9th place? Not bad for Monica Culpepper.
Yeah, yeah. The finalists who didn't get first place don't necessarily perform that well in Miss Survivor. I think Chelsea Meisner last year being the exception, but I'm surprised she actually didn't place a little bit higher, but again, I think there wasn't a lot of campaigning going on.
Yeah. Well, for Monica Culpepper, who Shane Powers said is the hottest chick on the show, in my final interview with him last season, he was way into Monica Culpepper. He wanted to have a threesome with Monica Culpepper and Brad Culpepper. So that's something.
That's something, all right.
good for Monica Culpepper to get all the way to number 9. Also, improved on her performance not only in Survivor, but in Miss Survivor as well, Kurt.
Exactly. And I would say that had Shane Powers known that this was going on, he might have actually mounted a strong campaign for her that could have actually pushed Monica Culpepper a little bit higher in the charts.
Let's hope that's all he mounted in this Miss Survivor campaign season.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah. So that's good for Monica Culpepper. And I guess it's going to be interesting to see who ends up at the higher finish in their respective Survivor competitions in the Culpepper house, Monica or Brad. And I know only the tabulator already knows the results of that question, so I'm not going to ask him, but I'm going to say Brad Culpepper is below Monica Culpepper in the standings, but we'll find out tomorrow night. Plenty of intrigue tomorrow night as well.
I will remember that statement and I will bring it back.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So let's take Monica off the board. Let's actually update the big board here with Monica out of the picture now. Okay. Or at least in the picture, but grayed out and with a red X on her. So here we have our top 8, the great 8 of Miss Survivor 2014. It's Candace. Scott switched the board on me. It's now in alphabetical order, I believe. Andrea, Brenda, Candace, Sierra, Corinne, Katie, Laura, and Rachel Folger, who I believe was second out on Survivor Blood versus Water. She's hanging around. She's made it to the top 8. How high can she go in Miss Survivor 2014?
Well, we'll find out shortly, I'm sure.
Yes. Okay. So let's see. Okay, we're down to the great 8, Kurt. Now, this is flying by. It's going by too fast for my liking.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we'll have to count out the bottom 5 next year. We'll see how this goes.
This is going by too fast. I waited all day for this. I want to slow it down the pace.
Hey, we can just go right into Mr. Survivor if you want.
No, I'm gonna have to look for something to look forward to tomorrow. Of course, okay. Mr. Survivor, same time and place tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Pacific for the Mr. Survivor countdown. Should we count down from 20 for Mr. Survivor? Can the guys handle it better?
You know what? Why don't we take a look at what the Twitter stream has to say?
Yeah, let us know. I felt bad for the women. I don't feel bad for the guys. And maybe we might not have as much to say about the guys also. So that might be fun tomorrow night to count down from 20. Let us know in the comments. All right, Kurt, give us number 8.
Okay, now we jumped from 846 votes to 1,027. So
that's
it's a little
sizable jump.
This is a sizable jump. At number 8, Queen of the Lauras, Laura Moret.
Laura Moret out of the competition. Boy, Laura Moret would have been a tough customer. Would have been tough to beat in the Miss Survivor competition here, because there's one thing I've learned is that the Moretts are very feisty. And they don't give up easily.
Definitely. And, you know, I think that with a I'm a little bit surprised she did not place a little bit higher. I thought that, you know, she has a solid resume on the show that could have backed up potentially as high as, you know, maybe 4 or 5. But again, didn't see a whole lot of campaigning going on. So I think this is kind of where she naturally settled.
No, there was a bit of campaigning going
on.
Okay,
I missed it.
And so the problem here, though, is that you have Laura Moret and then you have Sierra, and they split the vote, I would imagine. So,
but there's 3 votes. So I think, you know, you could have had
maybe they didn't split the vote.
A Moret-biased ticket with a third person rounding it up.
But the problem would have been if they both got to the top 3, that would have been ugly.
That would have Exactly. I think it would have been like if it was the final three on Survivor. If both the Moretz made it, might the third person who was in the finals with them been the person who ended up winning because the other two split the votes?
The other two split the votes. Now, if Sierra can get to the top three, then Laura Moret takes her 1,000 votes and she can push it on to Sierra. And I wonder if the blood versus water is going to be a factor here in this, Kurt, because I think that if you do not have a loved one in the competition, that you may need an alliance or you need other former survivors to be supporting you and pushing for you. Because if a Katie Collins, some of the loved ones are still in the mix here. We have the code Candace is still in the mix here. We have Sierra is still in the mix. We have Katie in the mix. We have now even Rachel in the mix could get all of the Tyson support as well. So if you're one of these three people that are, or I'm sorry, one of the four people, strike that, three people left from Karamoan, you are going to have your work cut out for you to go up against some of these blood versus water people.
Right, because the final vote is basically you're voting for Mr. and Miss Survivor finalists in the same ballot.
Yeah, it's going to be on one page. Pick one. So
right.
We'll see. We'll see how that's going to go. That is going to be very interesting. But a strong showing for Laura Moret here in the top eight.
Agreed.
And no mother and daughter has ever finished before in the top eight of Miss Survivor.
Groundbreaking.
That has never happened before here, Kurt. We are making history in Miss Survivor 2014. It's a huge night.
I'm all about blazing trails.
Yeah, and as we continue to go along here, as we're about to get into the top seven for Miss Survivor 2014, the viewers continue to come in. There are more people watching right now than at any point previously through the night. So word is getting out that the countdown is getting down to we are approaching the top seven now, Kurt. Very, very exciting night.
Very exciting.
Making night on Robin's podcast. Oh, here we go.
Are you ready? And just to be clear, because I don't think you necessarily pointed this out at the beginning, you have no idea what the results are.
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah, I have not seen the results. If I could see the results if I wanted to, I don't want to. I like to be surprised. This would be just like I could go and look at the spoilers at any point during the season. It would be no fun for me to know what is going to happen ahead of time.
I think even if you wanted to, I might not let you. I might keep this information to myself.
Oh, or you could give me bad intel.
There you go. I could see the, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So we are getting down to the Magnificent Seven. Dr. Will's Trampoline on Twitter wants to know, seriously, can you put Hope's picture back up? Maybe over Kurt. Kurt,
hey,
would you be up for that?
You can. Yes. I was going to say yes. Sure.
No, we will not put Hope's picture up over the tabulator. If you wanted to see more of Hope, you should have voted for her more.
There you go. Exactly.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Kurt, here we go. We are now down to the top seven for Miss Survivor 2014.
Coming in at number seven.
Yes.
Four votes ahead of Laura Moret.
Okay.
Four.
Four.
Rachel Folger.
Well, first off, great job by Rachel to make it this far into the competition. Fantastic to come in at seven, to go from 19th place, or at least as far as the second person voted out. And then I guess she was 19th place because Rupert went out and then she went out right after, right?
Yeah.
I think Colton quit before she went out. So technically, is that 18th?
We'll give her 18.
18. So one hell of a job for Rachel to get all the way to top seven on Miss Survivor when she was on the show for 2 weeks.
Exactly. I think this is what some solid campaigning can get you.
This is, yes, and this is should be a great example. Almost Angie Layton territory, also from Utah.
Yes, I may have to turn this into a case study for future seasons.
What is it about Utah
yeah.
that people seem to do so well in Miss Survivor?
they're great in organizing voting blocks.
I guess so. So a great job by Rachel to go all the way. It would have been fun to see Rachel get further and get a chance to know her a little better, because we didn't get to see a ton of her on the show. But this was still a very strong showing for Rachel here to get the top seven in Miss Survivor.
Was she your pick to win last season prior to the season?
Yes.
So
yes. My pick to win Miss Survivor as well. So I doubled down on that. That was the wrong call.
So did you just reveal another slot on your ballot?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
There you go.
All right. So as I'm hearing somebody coming down the stairs, all right, and just in time for the top six. Are you ready to come back in, Nicole? All right. This is okay. I want you to just to go over the wires, but not pull anything out of the socket. Okay. So here we go. Go under this one. Good. All right. And then put your headphones on and pick up your microphone. Nicole. All right. Let's update Nicole on what's going on. We're down to number seven. We just eliminated Rachel off the board.
Oh.
Yeah. What's the update on Dominic?
He's not happy.
She's not happy.
I think it was because
he wanted Rachel to win. Rachel was his pick also. Yeah. All right.
Or hope.
Yes. He liked hope also.
He was keeping hope alive.
Yes. Okay. So here we go. Let's update the board here. We are down to the top six, Nicole.
Right. So who do we have?
We have Andrea, Brenda, Candace. We have Sierra, we have Corinne, and we have Katie Collins. Three of these women will be your finalists for Miss Survivor. Three of these women will go home empty-handed, Nicole.
Ooh. I am not surprised by the women up on the screen right now.
Yes.
I am not surprised at all.
They all took very different paths to get here, Kurt.
Yes.
But they all are playing for the same prize right now.
Did they all campaign? I don't think Brenda did.
No, I did not see much campaigning.
That's very good for Brenda.
I did not see much campaigning from Brenda.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else notably absent on the campaign trail, Kurt?
Just from some of the tweets I saw from Corinne recently, I don't think she knew what Miss Survivor was.
I think she knew.
Likely story.
I think Corinne knows exactly what Miss Survivor is. Yes, I think so.
But other than that, we've also got equal representation from each season, 3 Karamoan, 3 Blood versus Water.
3 blondes, 3 non-blondes.
3 non-blondes.
Great band name.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Kurt, the 90s called. They said they want their jokes back.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not just Radio Shack. All right. So, now with Nicole back here, for the top six, Kurt. Okay. Can we get number six for Miss Survivor?
We had another jump in the number of votes received from 1,031 to 1,522. So a jump of nearly 500 votes.
This is a huge tier jump here for Miss Survivor.
Yes. We're at this next tier of voting at number six from Survivor Karamoan. It's Corinne Kaplan.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Corinne.
If only she knew.
Yes, she knows what Miss Survivor is. Very disappointed to see Corinne not make the final three.
I'm surprised. Now, of course, I am surprised.
She's probably turning the podcast off right now.
Yes. Bye, Corinne. I didn't set up in the beginning of the show. We had so much to get to. I didn't set up what the schedule of events is going to be here. So, of course, tomorrow is going to be the Mr. Survivor finals, or the top 20 countdown.
I'm very excited for this.
You're very excited.
Very excited.
Yes, and we even have a babysitter tomorrow, so Nicole won't have to be distracted.
Oh, he was so pissed.
So we have the Mr. Survivor top 20 countdown is going to be tomorrow, and then next week, we'll start interview week here on Rob as a Podcast. Now, when we get down to our top three, we will approach everybody in the top three, okay? And we will say to them, do you accept the nomination for the Miss or Mr. Survivor finals?
What now, if they say no?
If they say, well, let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Now, if accepting the nomination means you accept the, you will be subjected to an interview of whatever questions myself and the viewers of Rob as a Podcast see fit.
Okay.
For a 20-minute interview.
Seems seems okay.
We will ask you the tough questions. Not everybody who's competed in the Survivor has liked the questions they've been asked.
Allegedly.
This year it's going to be too bad.
Yes. It's always too bad. It's always too bad. Okay? I'm going to ask you the tough questions. We're not going to suck your kneecaps.
No sucking kneecaps.
Okay? You're going to be under the hot lights, and we're going to grill you, and then you will take part in the Miss and Mr. Survivor debate. There'll be two separate debates. So in two weeks from now, perhaps 2 weeks from tonight, you will see here live the Miss Survivor debate. We will have our top three finalists debate each other on the topics that you want to hear about. They will address the issues.
World peace.
Sure. All those things. Okay. And then the following week, the week of the debates will also be the week of the vote.
Okay.
So next week will be interviews. The following week will be the vote and the debates. Okay. The debates will happen during voting week.
I was so confused. I thought we were crowning the winner on Wednesday.
No. This is campaign season.
Okay.
So
I thought it was award season.
And to answer your question, what happens if somebody says no?
Yeah.
Let's say somebody in our top three says, you know what, Rob?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. I'm too good for the viewers of Rob as a podcast. I'm too important to care about all the people that voted for me.
Well, number one, they'll get attacked on Twitter.
Well, hey, if that's their choice, we will. If they're gonna say, hey, thousands of people that voted for me, I don't care about you.
I push on your votes.
I'm too good.
Yeah.
I have better things going on than to entertain you civilians.
Yeah.
Yeah, you peons, get away from me.
And then they'll pee on you.
If they are too good for something like that, then we will go to the next person in line. So if somebody in the top three says no, we will go to number four.
Uh-huh.
If number four says no, we will go to number five. If number five says no, we will go to number six. So if three people...
So Rachel still has a chance.
Rachel still has a chance. Corinne still has a chance. And so on and so forth.
Okay.
So... here's why I am disappointed to see Corinne go out. Reason number one,
debate.
Corinne in the interviews. Reason number two, Corinne in the debates.
Yes. Maybe we should have her as the moderator.
Well, I think that would be, it would be unfair to have Corinne as the moderator.
But very funny.
It would be funny. What we want from Corinne is we want Corinne to assess the cast of the new Survivor season.
Okay, fair
That's
enough.
What we would like from
fair
Corinne.
Enough.
Very disappointed to see Corinne go by the wayside, but. That, it is what it is. How many votes for Corinne, Kurt?
There were 1,522. 17.8% of the vote.
1,522.
Wow, that's a lot of votes.
That's a lot of votes for Corinne Kaplan. She's an RHAP favorite. Very sad to see her. Now we're down to the rarefied air. I even have a special card number five. Number five on the board. This is very
acting weird.
Very exciting. No, this is exciting, Nicole. Okay, here we go. Let's take a look at the board again. Now it's updated. All right, the whole top row of it pays to have a name at the top of the alphabet here. It's the opposite of if Dr. Sean was here. We have Andrea. We have Brenda. We have Candace. We have Sierra, and we have Katie Collins.
All very beautiful women.
All very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
All great Survivor players.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very interested to see where we go from here.
Do you have a pick? You don't have to say, but do you have a pick? Well, actually, we know who he wants. He wants Brenda.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Nicole, I don't play favorites on Miss Survivor.
You have a Survivor crush on Brenda.
What?
She has a baby.
No, I'm not even saying anything.
I could read your thoughts.
No. Please. There's only one MILF that I want to talk
only
about.
Only one baby mama?
No, and it's not Sierra either. Okay, so get your mind out of the gutter.
Okay.
We have big things to talk about here for Miss Survivor 2014, counting down to number five. Oh,
number
my God.
Five.
Number five.
When I was upstairs with the baby, I was like, oh, please, just let me just get to number five. Please. And then he went to sleep.
Good. Dreaming of Miss Survivor. Okay. Boy, this is very exciting. And the viewers keep showing up.
How many do we have?
That we have
533.
533 now watching us live. Thousands,
someone else just came.
Thousands more will watch this in the archives and listen to the audio feed of this on Tuesday. Kurt, who is number five?
I feel like we should have music for this one.
Okay.
Number five. Number five with 1,777 votes.
A lot of votes.
A lot.
Our second alternate, and going to disappoint a lot of people, oh, and there's going to be some broken glasses out there. It's Katie Collins.
Oh, man.
No.
I would have said, if you would have asked me who's in the top three right now, when we just did that, in my head, Katie Collins was in the top three.
I thought so.
I thought she had it. I thought she had it, of course.
She's got a strong fan base,
Strong fan base. She had been working with Tim Lamaster, who was RC's campaign manager.
It worked last year.
He was unable to work his magic here. Katie Collins, there was a strong campaign.
Yeah.
And
she's a nice person.
Kurt, did she tweet out a picture of vote for me or the glasses get it?
Yep, it was a picture of a hammer poised over a pair of glasses.
Man.
Yeah, so goodbye, glasses.
Goodbye, glasses.
Well, she did beat her mom.
Yes.
She beat her mom.
Both of the daughters outlasted the moms in the competition, which was...
Not the case on Survivor.
No, Sierra outlasted Laura Moret.
But not both of them.
Yes, it was 50-50. So this time, Katie gets the revenge on her mom.
Okay.
She gets further than her mom in this competition. Boy, a lot of people are disappointed for Katie Collins. People love Katie Collins.
I love Katie Collins.
What's not to love? Maybe the sweetest person left in the competition?
I would say, yeah.
She brought back again on Survivor. And
the whole bottom row, yeah. That you could say a lot about the women in the top four here of Andrea, Brenda, Candace, and Sierra. Katie Collins, definitely the sweetest of this group.
The sweetest, yeah.
Yeah.
Katie Collins is not telling anybody to take their teeth out at Final Tribal Council. She's not voting her mom out. She's not saying F you, Brad Culpepper. And
she should have.
she's not letting Malcolm not look at the idols. So, yeah, the sweetest left in our top five.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm going to be getting a lot of hate tweets tonight. And that's at Rob Sesternino. I'm on Twitter, and
Look, there's nothing to be mad at the tabulator for. That'd be like getting voted out and being pissed off at Jeff's probes.
You should be mad at yourself.
All he did was count the votes.
There you go.
Yeah, be mad at yourself for not campaigning harder if you wanted to see Katie be Miss Survivor.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah.
I feel bad for those glasses.
All right, so let's set the stage here, okay, Kurt? We are down to the top four.
Oh.
Okay. We are only going to reveal one more name tonight. We're going to reveal this one more name.
Yeah.
And then we are going to have our field of top three finalists. Okay.
Do you have a prediction of who this one is?
Can
you write it down?
But then we have to, on the pad, like, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
I'm not going to change my vote.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. I do have a prediction on.
I do too.
On who is out here, okay? So let me just set the stage here with as we get to number four. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of Miss Survivor and what's at stake here, okay?
Go all the way back to 2013, this time last year.
Go back to the 2012 Miss Survivor.
Oh, okay.
Okay? 2012, Parvati Shallow won Miss Survivor. Parvati Shallow had not played Survivor in a couple of years. She was off teaching Pilates at some gym.
Yoga,
boxing, whatever. She wins Miss Survivor. Within 12 months, they make her the host of the CBS.com Survivor After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Enough said.
Last year, RC St. Amour was voted out the first time she went to tribal council, goes on, has a great campaign season, okay?
Yes, she does.
She goes on to become Miss Survivor 2013. Hey, RC, hey, this is CBS. Do you want to come back and be on Survivor? You got voted out the first time you went to tribal council. Hey, do you want to come back?
Miss Survivor.
You are Miss Survivor. Do you want to be back on the show this time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay?
And bam.
Miss Survivor opens doors, Kurt Clark.
Indeed it does. And I think looking at the top four here, we only have one non-returning player. So even if she doesn't necessarily make it all the way to the top, You wonder what if, you know, would fourth place, if that's where she landed, would that get Sierra anything? So what remains to be seen.
Miss Survivor is quite a thing to put on your resume.
Exactly.
It should be at the top of your resume.
It should be at the top of your resume.
Yes.
There should be nothing else. You should just
should be
have the sash.
Miss Survivor.
That's your resume.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the job.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Let's I want to read some tweets here before we get to number four on the list.
Here it
let's
goes.
See. I am or RHAP recapper said Katie Collins Survivor drew the white rock for Miss Survivor. Oh no, that's very sad.
Oh.
Okay. Some people are very not happy with the results. At Salome 5 says, if anyone drops out of the top three, they should be immediately be replaced with Corinne Sanity, and that applies for next year too. Oh my God. Oh my God. Kurt. All right. Give us don't give us the name yet. Tell us how many votes did the person who came in number four get?
Okay. Compared to Katie's 1,777 votes.
Yes.
This next person received 1,845. So wow. about 70 votes more. So within spitting distance.
Boy. This is very exciting.
I feel like we should tease them a little more.
Well,
it's not revealed just yet.
All right, let's look at the pictures again. Nicole.
Yes.
Here we have the top four again. Uh-huh. Who has the nicest bathing suit? Andrea, Brenda, Candace, or Sierra?
Oh, I think Andrea has the nicest boobs.
Okay.
I would have to say that.
there you have it.
Okay. Noted.
All right, so that was Nicole's endorsement for who is the most top heavy in the top four.
Well, they all seem pretty much the same, but hers are the perkiest.
There you go.
They are. They're round. They're
go.
Nice.
All right. Well, we've probably said too much here.
It's a okay. Very photogenic top four.
The very photogenic top
very
four.
Photogenic, yeah.
Everybody would be good here in the top four. You really couldn't go wrong. It's going to be a feisty debate, no matter what. All right, Kurt, are you ready? Are you gonna? You ready to give it to us?
I'm ready as ever.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Maybe we should hold off another minute.
Yes.
Do you suddenly want to make this a top four finalist? Is that what's happening here, Rob?
No. Okay. So here's what's at stake. Kurt is about to tell us who is number four. The person, we'll talk about the person who's number four. That's, again, we're not going to bury the lead. Then we will go on to talk about the top three. Just real quick, we don't want to talk too much about them, but let's talk about their campaign and how they got to this point. So, Kurt, give us
reveal
number four, who to come this far and come up just short of Miss Survivor glory.
Number four. First alternate,
and that's a very real possibility that somebody, nobody's ever said no before. Even Amanda Kimmel said yes, but somebody might say, "Hey, thousands of people, you know, I don't care about you."
F you. That's.
I don't care about you, Rob. Rob has a planet.
I don't care about the planet.
I don't care about the planet. All right, Kurt, tabulator, give us number four.
You're coming at number four, Candace Cody.
Oh, she came so far, Kurt.
Yeah.
I thought she had it. I thought she had it.
And she campaigns.
She campaigns.
She campaigned hard. She said she went to the Apple store and voted on all the computers there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. I thought Candace was going to be in the top three.
I thought so, too.
I'm bummed out. I thought Candace
like
was going to be there. Okay, so let's talk about Candace here for a second, and then we'll talk about our top three. Boy, yeah, this is a bummer because I think Candace would have been a lot of fun.
I think
yeah.
She would have smoked them in the debate.
Yeah,
I think so.
She campaigned hard, and I think what was interesting about Candace was that I think her personality actually really comes through on Twitter more than it did on the show itself.
Yeah,
and I think for people who kind of saw that she was pushing for this, I think that kind of sparked something and got them voting for her.
Yeah, you know, Candace, you know, she was on this season. A lot of people, even myself included, like, really, we're gonna bring Candace back? What are we bringing Candace back for? But I am very, very disappointed. I really came to become a very big Candace fan over
yes.
this campaign season.
Yes.
She won, and she shows you that she is tenacious. Mm-hmm. She wants
and
something.
We like that.
Candace had no business being Miss Survivor. She hasn't. I'm gonna just say she has no business. She was voted off before the game even started.
Okay, but she
got voted off. She got
Island.
Voted off on day one. Okay.
It was day zero, but
she got voted off on day one. She came in fourth place in Miss Survivor. She came fourth place.
Yeah.
Very good showing.
And it wasn't even like you could say like like John Cody got to the final three and then it was all his fans voting for
right.
him. That Candace
it was all her.
Single-handedly campaigned her ass off to get to this point.
Be proud of yourself, Candace. That was pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Yes. If it wasn't for her being on the show two times before, this is even more impressive than Angie Layton last season.
I agree. And, you know, you kind of had called it earlier. You said that you predicted that Monica was going to place higher than Brad. What's your take on the whole John Cody, Candace Cody placement?
Ooh.
Well, I have a prediction that John I don't think John Cody is going to be in the top three for Mr. Survivor. With all due respect to Dr. Cody.
Maybe if he says he'll eat paper, then he'll go up.
Maybe.
Will he be in the top four?
I do not think that John Cody will be in the top four tomorrow night. Okay. Better prop bet is Brad Culpepper or John Cody. I think call that one. Nicole, the tabulator knows.
I know. I can't say a thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say John Cody before Brad Culpepper.
Okay. So we'll see. We'll see how that worked out. All right. So let's shift gears now. Let's talk about our top three as very sad to see Candace go. I wanted to see Candace in the top three. All right.
I got to say, Brenda, with zero campaigning, top three, that's pretty good.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
and I think this is where you potentially see the reality of first alternate coming into play.
Yes. So
mm-hmm.
now,
yes.
Okay, well, here's who I'm worried about here. That I'm not worried about Andrea. I'm not worried about Sierra. I think they want this. I think they want to be. They want to be Miss Survivor. Of course, Andrea, this is, talk about being a returning player. This is not unfamiliar territory to her. She was a finalist for the first ever Miss Survivor, for Miss Survivor 2012, and I believe she placed third place out of all the survivors.
Oh, but now she brings experience.
Yes, right? Tabulator, is that correct? Did Andrea came in third?
That was prior to the existence of the tabulator. I believe somebody else did that vote, but I'm going to go ahead and say sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just agree.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a not unfamiliar ground for Andrea. Sierra, I think that she is a feisty competitor.
And Sierra's got a lot of fans.
Got a lot of fans.
A lot of fans.
On the most recent season, that helps.
Yes.
We'll see what Eliza has to say on
Twitter.
Yeah,
don't fight with Eliza and you'll be okay.
Okay. But now Brenda here, I think, is the wild card. Because we'll see. Now, Brenda has never been a guest on Rob as a Podcast other than her two exit interviews.
When you were a player.
I was a player. She also has a newborn baby, which we know how difficult, how challenging that can be. Is Brenda going to be up for Miss Survivor? We will reach out to Brenda.
I'm sure as a new mom, being, you know, I'm sure, you know, it's a bit difficult, but it's a big ego booster to be nominated for Miss Survivor. So I think this is a good thing for her.
Yes. All right. Well, we will reach out to Brenda and we will certainly offer her the finalist spot. But if she is for whatever reason, Miss Survivor is not right for her at this point in time, we will then contact Candace Cody. So we may still see Candace in the final three as well.
Okay. Well, either way, it's a win-win.
So it's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
We're winning. We're
all winning.
We're winners no matter what. No matter what happens, because we have a great Miss Survivor field, Kurt.
Yes. And this I'm looking forward to this final vote.
Yeah. Okay. This is gonna be very exciting.
This is good.
Yeah,
this is some good stuff.
Yeah.
Good job, America.
Yeah.
And good job, Rob has a planet.
And I don't want to be like gloom and doom with Brenda. We got Amanda Kimmel.
In the
first ever Miss Survivor. And I would have said there's no way Amanda Kimmel is doing Miss Survivor. So we'll see with Brenda. We'll see.
We've got Amanda Kimmel to sing for us.
Yes. So we will reach out through our channels to be able to contact Brenda. And
what do you think would be Brenda's talent?
I don't know.
Breastfeeding?
Oh, wow. that's too hot for podcasting, Nicole. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right.
It is a talent, though.
Congratulations to our top three finalists. Congratulations to everybody that participated in Miss Survivor. It's a lot of fun. That thank you to everybody who told people to vote for you. I mean, people got that. We're talking about like 1,500 votes, 1,800 votes. These are the people who didn't even make the top three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kurt, do you have a total number of votes cast for people in the top three?
Quickly eyeballing it, it looks like we had just shy of 10,000.
Wow.
10,000 total. Again, that people say, well, I thought only 8,000. Like, you get to vote for three people. Okay, so
right,
you had three.
Right.
So over many of, 10.
Wow.
Yeah, many of those people, like a single ballot, probably contained one, if not two, if not three of the top three.
Okay. So big night.
Crazy.
This is cray cray. Right? Oh my god.
Oh yeah. And Rob saying cray cray is cray cray.
Oh my god. All right. So Kurt, let's set the stage here for tomorrow night. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We are going to count down the top 20. Nicole, did you like the idea of skipping the bottom five, or tomorrow night, should we reveal the entire top 20?
Reveal the entire top 20. Oh, definitely.
Yes, I felt bad with the women, but I don't.
The guys
feel,
don't care.
I don't feel bad with the dudes.
Yes.
We'll go through it quick.
Well, once again, we'll find out if it's an issue.
that is very true.
Thank you, Internet.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's gonna be who is the number 20, the 20th place finisher.
I am so excited for
Mr. Survivor. Oh my god. So much intrigue tomorrow night. And then, of course, we'll count down to the top three tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Yep.
Huge night.
Amazing.
Okay. All right. So, Kurt, we have so much more fun coming up this week. And then we are going to have Mr. Survivor tomorrow night. Of course, we'll talk about Opposite Worlds on Wednesday as well, right?
Can't get rid of me.
It's Clark Week, everybody.
It's Clark Week here on Rodas
Podcast. Shark Week.
Yes, even better. All right. So for those of you guys who have watched this live, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you don't miss any more of our live events. Of course, we're going to have all of the Miss and Mr. Survivor interviews, the countdown tomorrow night, the Mr. and Mrs. Survivor finals are going to be live on the YouTube channel. Of course, as we get closer to the season, we're going to have Survivor Know-It-Alls after each and every episode of Survivor. So plenty of stuff happening on my YouTube channel. And if you're listening on audio, make sure you subscribe to Rob Has a Podcast at robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. Yep.
Fantastic.
Thanks again. And thanks again to the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast, the people who help make Rob Has a Podcast possible. Thank you guys for supporting this sort of nonsense that you've seen here tonight.
Oh, it's not nonsense.
With more nonsense to come tomorrow. And if you want to know more about how you can help keep the nonsense coming, you can read more about that at the bottom of the posts on robhasawebsite.com. All right. Tabulator, thank you so much for all the hard work.
No, my pleasure.
Yeah, and thank you to Scott St. Pierre.
You're such a good counter.
Great job with the graphics tonight, counting us all the way down from 20 down to 3.
Look at those babes.
Yeah, and thank you guys for all of your voting to get to this point. We could not do this without you.
That was a lot of voting.
It's so much fun. It's the Survivor offseason, but we get to have a great time thanks to you guys and all of your support of the very, very serious competition that we hold every January.
Very serious.
All right. Everybody, have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow night with Mr. Survivor. And congratulations to Andrea, Brenda, and Sierra, your top three finalists for Miss Survivor 2014. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.